The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, will this afternoon hold the second in the series of its 80th anniversary lectures in Studio One in Accra. The program will be broadcast live at 3 p.m. on GTV, affiliate networks, and all GBC radio stations across the country. The former board chairman of GBC, Professor Stephen Adai, who is the guest speaker, says it is time the public adequately funded the state broadcaster so that its mandate remains a truly public service entity amidst the stiff competition on the media terrain. GBC, on the other hand, needs to justify its continuous relevance and use its platform to promote the national agenda rather than that of a political party. Professor Adai shared these thoughts with Rebecca Ekwe.
Professor Stephen Adai was GBC board chair in 2006 during the tenure of Madame Eva Loko as director general. He was one-time head of UN systems in South Africa and Namibia. Professor Adai will be speaking on GBC at 80, the relevance of public service broadcasting.
I have a feeling of an unusual responsibility to be asked to address the nation on GBC's 80th anniversary. I will be arguing along the lines of the reason why, despite market and competition, we still need the state. So in the same way, despite the commercial broadcasting houses, there is the need for one which is dedicated to public interest. I intend to challenge GBC to justify its continued relevance, especially by promoting public interest and things that are of relevance to this nation, giving a voice to the voiceless, and also bringing specialist points of view to issues rather than the issuer MPP view, NDC view, and the like.
Professor Adai shares the view that the state broadcaster has a constitutional mandate to remain a truly dedicated public broadcasting station and cautions calls by some to take GBC off government subvention.
You must be very, very careful about it. I think that GBC should not become totally commercial, whereby as soon as you do that, then partisan interest will drive it. I think a public broadcasting service should be publicly funded.
The former rector of Gimpa had a take on migration from analog to digital broadcasting.
You have no choice. You have to go digital or you perish. But I think that it will increase competition, and I see that you are already positioning yourself to deal with the competition, which is very good.
With his background in economics and leadership, Professor Adai says GBC's leadership and staff must take advantage of the constitutional provisions to remain independent and insulated from all governmental controls. He challenged GBC to set the agenda to force politicians to promote an issue-based campaign in the 2016 general elections.
We must use public broadcasting to force the politicians to really come out with an agenda for transforming Ghana, and not slogans such as Eshiradorado or Eyebikekekeke.
Professor Adai shares in GBC's vision as the authentic voice of broadcasting in Ghana.
In fact, when we were young, the only source of news was GBC. And GBC was, in addition to that, some of us from Hiramwazi, that's where we learned English. Because, you know, you listen in the morning, there is an English program. So for those of us who have been in this country for most, not as old as GBC 80, though some of us by gray hair, we look like Methuselah, benefited from it in our youth. It was the source of, we never had any access to papers and everything else. And today, believe it or not, no matter what I do, if I can, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., I listen to either radio or television, because at least in the midst of all the hullabaloo, that is where you get an authentic view of the news that's going on in Ghana.
Any childhood memories of GBC?
Oh yeah, the boxes in the father's house, you know, where my father's room, then you know, you hear, there were some nice voices. Here's the news read by Vaida Quarantine Asante and the rest, you know, you were. And Ofedodo, when they were doing the commentaries, the people were quite super, you know. So in my village, I knew Ofedodo and that thing, Ofedodo, Baba Yara and that. You know, that's where you get, yeah. It was almost like our social gathering in my village, and that was a real village. So at least we were connected to the world.